Hi, James Tao, with a look at the day's market action. And we've made it to the end of another week, month, and quarter. And it's been a particular period where investors may not necessarily look back on too fondly. Today, we had the ASX 200 down about 80 points or 1.2%, finishing off at 6,474 points over the course of the week. It was a decline of 1.5% for the benchmark index. It's now 3 weeks in a row that we've seen the Aussie market fall. It's been an even sharper decline for the month of September, with the ASX 200 down more than 7%. It's the worst, or the second worst, monthly performance that we've seen in 2022 so far. Over the quarter, though, not as bad a performance. We're down by around 1.4%. So what's been really driving markets lower, not only here but around the world, has been investor caution and concern over the potential that we'll see interest rates higher for longer to battle what has been red hot inflation around the world. So that could certainly impact global economies and then have an impact on company valuations as well. So today we've seen broad declines, the majority of sectors in negative territory today. Interest rate sensitive sectors in particular, some of the worst performers, the likes of technology and consumer discretionary. A major drag on the market, though, was the performance of the financials and the big four banks in particular, with CBA the worst there, down about 2.6%. The only sectors to rise today were in the commodity space, energy and materials, both managing improvements, with gold stocks really shining brightest in what was quite a dull session. The likes of Regis Resources, St. Barbara, both up more than 6% each. Silver Lake, the best, up around that 7% mark for the day. If we have a look back at the over the course of the week, the best performer has been Megaport, up about 8.5%. Gold stock still up there with Ramelius, up around 8%, the best of that particular stock. Of that particular bunch, rather. If we have a look at some of the worst performers, though, a bit of a mixed bag. Core Lithium, the worst, down close to 20%. Iris, the financial software provider, down about 17% for the week. And Virgin Money UK falling about 14%. There's been certainly some economic uncertainties in the UK at the moment. So the Aussie dollar, lastly, if we have a look at that, has been fairly steady today, but still down around 5% for the month of September. It's hovering around 64.9 US cents.